suggest that those of us who are having that conversation in the back there, you come along and take your seats down a little farther. And I notice that some of you are delegates and sitting a long, long way back, and that just doesn't encourage other people to come forward, you see? So let us all just feel free to move forward. We'll have room for you. We want you to enter into a good service of song for just a very few minutes. That's all we have. We're taking the second stanza of hymn number 150, one of the most lovely hymns that was ever written by a converted slave trader. He was speaking of his own experience here. Number 150.
It makes the
Mr. Saknit, is it? S-A-K-N-I-T. Will you please come to the pastor's study? There is an emergency call for you if you're here in the building. Mr. Saknit. All right, now take this next one. It's one of Charles Wesley's hymns, number 151. All love divine, what hast thou done? These evenings we've been studying about the sacrifice of Jesus, haven't we? That must have deepened our love for the Lord. Let us sing this as one of the most beautiful hymns we have in the book.
Behold him, all ye passers-by, the bleeding prince of life and peace. Come, sinners, See your Savior die and say, was ever grief like his? Come feel with me his blood applied. My Lord, my love is crucified. Brethren, don't let us talk to one another while we are singing a hymn like this. I think that this is worship, don't you? Let us talk to God. Let us lift our hearts to God. If you don't know it, you don't want to sing it, well, all right, just look at the words and worship while the rest of us sing. Don't talk. Just enter into the spirit of this wonderful message. We're singing the last stanza of 151.
Be
turn to hymn number 18. Number 18. I think perhaps you'll know this one better, at least I hope so. I think it's good to sing some of these we don't sing so often. Oh, for a heart to praise my God. That's what we ought to be saying to ourselves tonight. Oh, for a heart to praise my God. A heart from sin set free. A heart that always feels thy blood so freely shed for me. Number 18, and I want everybody singing it now.
On the last stanza, thy
just a little prayer, number 329. We'll sing this just as the brethren are about to come in. Number 329, speak, Lord, in the stillness while I wait on thee. Hush my heart to listen in expectancy. Number 329.
I wish you men at all feel of your pockets and see if anyone's lost a purse. I have one that looks as though it has a lot of money in it, and I'm sure the owner will want it. If you can identify it here after the service, you can get it. Hymn number 520. Only a few brethren heard the announcement the day that these front seats were to be filled up, just as you'd want them filled if you were the speaker. We thank those who have come forward, and we ask some others to come forward for Brother Bunch's special benefit tonight. Won't some of you preachers and others come down here? Whether you're delegates or not, we'll invite you down here tonight. Come down and fill up these front seats. Thank you, brother. Now let a few more come, about 100 more. Fill right into the center. It's nice and cool up here, and it'll be a lot nicer than back there. We're going to wait just a moment and have them filled up. Push right into the center, will you, those on the ends? Or make way so that those coming down can get past you. Thank you very much. That's fine. Now let a few more come. Hymn number 520.
take the last stanza.
Father, which art in heaven, we praise thee and adore thee tonight as we sing our praises to thy holy name. We thank thee for thy Son, who was lifted on the cross of Calvary in our behalf. We thank thee for all the evidences of thy divine love to us. And as we meet again in thy presence tonight, we pray that thy sweet spirit will be in our midst and bless. Remember him who has been chosen to bring the message of the evening. Fill him, we pray, and anoint him. And may we have truly a heavenly sitting together. Bless each of us this evening. Draw us closer to thee as good ministers of thy Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. Keep us ever faithful to the truths that thou hast entrusted us with, and help us as shepherds of the sheep to be true shepherds. So meet with us, we pray, in the blessed name of thy Son and our Savior. Amen.
Just a word of announcement to say that our meetings begin here every morning at 9 o'clock. We have three meetings in the forenoon, and beginning at 2 o'clock, three in the afternoon, and then the meeting in the evening. These meetings are all open to our believers from our churches. We'd be glad to have you come and worship with us and enjoy with us some of the wonderful things that we're hearing in these meetings. I think we've never attended meetings just like these before, and anyone who can possibly take advantage of this opportunity should certainly plan to do so. After the next musical number, Elder Bunch will conclude his series of three studies tonight.
are a soul like me.
We sing in closing hymn number 120, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, hymn number 120. Shall we sing the first stanza only?
Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the great plan of salvation as it has been revealed to us this evening. We thank Thee, O God, for the triumphs of the cross that we see just ahead of us. We thank Thee, Lord, that tonight we envision that glorious homeland that we all want to attain to. And we pray, dear Lord, that in keeping with this beautiful message and with the spirit of these meetings, that Thou will prepare our hearts for the great day that lies just ahead. Oh God, send us home tonight resolved that the Spirit of God will have its way with each one of us. We ask all these favors in Jesus' name. Amen.